Well, thank you, Mark. Raise up our faith. As some of you know, other than my breakaway last week, we've been thinking about the resurrection. I know we're getting near Pentecost, but I just wanted to think about this a bit longer. Usually, I think I said before, when we get to the end of December, we've forgotten about Christmas. Don't talk about Christmas anymore. But we can't do that with the resurrection of Christ just because it was a few weeks away when we celebrated Easter. We can't just forget about it for the rest of the year. It's really rather important. The chapter we're looking at this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, is one of the greatest sustained discussions of a topic that Paul ever wrote. It was about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 58 verses. One of the longest chapters in the Bible. And the theme is simply this: the resurrection of Jesus and the future resurrection of those who believe in him. That's what it's about. And in addition, this is the first written passage to declare the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unless I've got it wrong, and Mark's gospel was actually written first. I'm not going to argue that one. Nobody can argue that one, I don't think. We don't really know, but this could well be the first document of New Testament document that was written. And if so, then that makes this chapter an incredibly important chapter that has been written. And if the date of 1 Corinthians is the earliest, it means that this is the first written biblical record, pen on scroll, pen on paper, if you like, that told us literally about the resurrection of Jesus. And as I've already stated, it's also the most sustained. This means that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is foundational. It's a foundational belief of the Christian faith. That is the gospel of the Messiah, crucified, buried, and raised again. I want to make my first point here this morning. Just got two I want to share with you. The first one is, let me turn it on first of all. Our expectations cannot be higher. Our expectations as a people, as a resurrection people, cannot be higher. When Jesus was raised from the dead, so were our expectations for tomorrow and the day after and the day after that. This amazing chapter feeds our faith and it builds our hope for all that lies before us, all that we have placed in God's safe hands. This is how Paul put it here in verse 3 and 4. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised again on the third day according to the Scriptures. The risen Christ is a huge part of the gospel. Huge part of it. In fact, it's so significant that if, that's the word used a number of occasions here in this chapter, if, small word, big meaning, if Christ is not risen, if he is not risen, our preaching is in vain and your faith is out the window. That's really what it means. If Christ is not risen, I have wasted years of my life preaching that he had not only was crucified, but that he was raised again. I have wasted my time. I have not been called by God, and the gospel is not the gospel because it then is not true if Jesus has not been raised from the dead. But the scope, you know, of the Christian church is so broad. And I often sit down with other Christians and we talk about something that we disagree on. and that's okay. There's lots of things we, if we all sat down with one another today, things we would disagree on. But I want to say this, that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is non-negotiable. We cannot say, oh, I don't believe in that. I like all the rest, but Jesus did not rise from the dead. How can anyone take a position like that and say that they are a Christian? If Jesus is dead, there is no faith. It's non-negotiable. Why is this so important to Paul? Why, if this is the first written document of the New Testament, why is it when he gets to chapter 15, he spends 58 verses, the longest chapter, all about the resurrection? How important must it have been to him? I want to tell you why. It's because the last person to encounter the risen Lord Jesus Christ was Paul himself. That's why. Last of all, he appeared to me also. I was the last to see him. It was still emblazoned on his mind. He could not forget. He heard his voice. He saw the light. He met the risen Christ. And last of all, he appeared to me as one abnormally born. You've got a long list of people mentioned here and other portions of the New Testament where Jesus appeared to them. And it's part of the documented evidence of the New Testament. But wherever we may differ, every genuine follower, I believe, of Jesus Christ has to agree that one day, this is where it becomes personal, one day, you are also going to be raised to life again. He did not say that with a frown on his face, but he said it with a smile, because that's good news. The grave is not the end. I've said that a few times at a funeral. I'm probably going to say it Tuesday afternoon as well. The grave is not the end for people who believe. It's not. It never has been. We will be raised to life with a body of the same kind as that of Jesus Christ. Now, I believe that is correct. I believe this is gold. This is worth so much to know. When Jesus returned to heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, he did so with the glorified body that was raised from the tomb. The body of Jesus that emerged from the tomb with the stone rolled away later on, that was the body that sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. You believe that, don't you? This is not an inconsequential point to make. It's very important. For example, we know that we live in days when a percentage of people's expenditure every month is spent on, ta-da. It's true, isn't it? It's true. Let me mention a few things here. Healthy body, nothing wrong with healthy body. So one of the reasons we play football, when you're 64 on a Tuesday night, try and keep the legs moving. I know people here who go to the gym. Anybody go to the gym here? Thank you. It's good to go to the gym. I used to go to a gym. I'm planning to go back to the gym again. But you know, some of you go to a gym, you pay a subscription. We think it's money well spent. We do, honestly. I'm not getting any. It's money well spent.